One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
How many times have you made a promise or a vow and broken it? Maybe it was to God, or maybe it was to a spouse or a friend. Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, your host, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute radio show that will change your life and the lives of others. One Impact Live is based on the NIV One Impact Bible, our one true God who knows you, loves you, and sees you, the one person you are in Jesus, and the one impact we're all called to do. I have certainly had my shares of broken promises in my life, and they are not fun. Some broken promises are the ones I've broken, and some have been broken to me. Either way, it can cause hurt, confusion, disappointments, but I'm just thankful that I serve a loving and forgiving Father. In Numbers chapter 30, verse 21, God instructs us, "When a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word, but must do everything he said." Now that's a strong command. Who can possibly fulfill it? You know, we're all sinners, we all fall short, and we all fail. And that's why God the Father sent his one and only Son, Jesus, to save us. Jesus states in Matthew 5, verse 33 through 37, "Again, you have heard it said to the people long ago, 'Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made.' But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot even make one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." What Jesus tells us goes beyond just making a vow. It's about integrity. Integrity should be an important characteristic of all of us who are following him. Jesus urges us to use honesty and integrity in all of our relationships. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything beyond that comes from the evil one. When we say yes when we really mean no, and no when we really mean yes, it's not being truthful. It's an intentional deception and lack of integrity. Proverbs 10, verse 9 says, "Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out." But if we let our yes be yes and our no be no, we don't have to worry about breaking that vow. We have integrity. Even when we mess up, even when we let down our friends, our spouse, or even God, if our hearts are humble and we intend to do what is right, Jesus will forgive us when we fail or fall. How wonderful is that? Take today and let go of that guilt you've been hanging on to from the promises and the vows of the past you've broken or you have failed to uphold. Let your yes be yes and your no be no as you walk with the one who loves you, sees you, knows you, and forgives you. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at terry@terrysquires.com or visit my website at terrysquires.com. So until next time, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Make your one impact.